You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot. Today I've got a special guest on the podcast. He is a well-known straight alpha in the FinDom scene. His name is Master Rodrigo Fine. He is a dark-haired, scruffy straight alpha who is definitely has a very sexy voice, very great presence, but he also understands hierarchy very well. And I really didn't even understand how well he understood hierarchy until I got to talking to him in this podcast interview. And I was impressed by him, and we had a really good talk. We kind of went off on some deep topics, actually, in this podcast. So I enjoyed talking to him a lot, and I think you're going to like our conversation as well. I'm not even going to waste your time. Here is my interview with Master Rodrigo Fine.
Target acquired.
This is the Hierarchy Podcast exclusive interview.
I'm here with a pretty popular alpha in the FinDom scene. His name is Rodrigo Fine. I want to roll my R's. Rodrigo. I guess you're not Spanish.
I'm part Spanish.
Well, you've got Spanish, but you're in the United States. You're not. You said Rodrigo Fine should be on the beaches of Spain, you know.
That's right. Yeah. I agree.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much. I'm doing fine. Thank you.
No, okay.
I wish I was doing fine. I should say. So you're in Alabama, is that correct?
That's right.
Okay. Have you were born and raised in Alabama, or?
I've been down here for about 20 years, and I'm 29, so
okay.
21 years.
Okay. I see. So a good portion of your life, basically.
That's right.
You're in Alabama, you know. So,
Alabama.
You're not passing through Alabama. Do you like living in Alabama, or do you want to live somewhere else, or is there some place you're thinking about?
Well, I was an athlete, and I mean, I traveled all over the U.S. and I've considered moving out west to someplace like California. That was actually one of the places that I lived for a few months.
Oh, okay.
And I enjoyed it out there, so I thought it was the most beautiful place I've ever been to.
Okay.
I used to live in Michigan when I was a kid, so, but I would not move back there, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, why not Michigan?
Well, the part of town that I was from, which is Flint, Michigan, is pretty rough right now.
Oh, yeah. But Flint is a terrible.
Yeah.
Flint's a disaster.
Yeah. So, well,
don't ever go back there. Okay. Definitely don't drink the water. So,
yeah.
It's a shame. It's amazing that a place like Flint can exist in the United States of America. You know, like, like how hard is it to get clean water? Like, get clean water.
Well, yeah, you know, the crime rate's pretty high up there.
Sure, but I mean, I live in a pretty crime-ridden part of the country too. So, but we have very good water. I
mean, yeah.
It seems like that's just like a basic necessity. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Food, water. You know,
shelter.
Shelter. Yeah, I mean, it's not that hard in America, one of the richest countries in the world. But anyway, enough of the political stuff.
That's all right.
Go off on a tangent here. So how long have you been in the FinDom scene?
I've had the Twitter for a couple of years. I think I started in October 2019, and then there was a period of time in 2020, I think, that I wasn't even really active, but I'd say I've been doing it for a solid 2 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think it was under the impression that you'd been involved in it a lot longer, but I don't know why I thought that. So when did you first discover the purpose of faggots? Like,
well, I actually was introduced to this world by a faggot.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, of course, it almost always is, you know.
Yeah. You know. So
let me guess, you were on Instagram and a faggot contacted you, and that's almost like the Cinderella story, the typical Cinderella story for alphas in the scene.
So yes and no, but this story is actually a little bit interesting. Like, I actually know this faggot in real
life. Oh, I see. Okay, good.
Yeah. So he got me into it, and mm-hmm. I've just been doing it ever since. And I feel like the last like 3 months, I've really stepped it up, and I think I found my stride, so to speak, in it.
I see. Okay. I mean, you have a pretty high follower count. So what do you think it is about you that appeals to faggots?
I think it's my look. I think I look naturally dominant. I think,
well, yeah,
I mean, I
the,
think
the that, voice doesn't hurt either.
Yeah. I really think it's the look, it's the voice, it's definitely recently it's the muscles. Like, I mean, I've been busting my ass in the gym for the last 2 years.
Oh, okay.
For myself and honestly for this. So
right.
I think it's just a collective effort of all the energies put together and mm-hmm. what I'm putting out.
Sure. Okay. I apologize to all my listeners. I didn't ask him to take his shirt off, but you know, for this interview. Okay. So when the first faggot approached you in person, which is awesome. I always encourage my readers and my followers to actually approach alphas in person. But, what was your initial reaction to what this faggot was saying to you?
I didn't believe him.
Okay.
I didn't believe a word that he was saying. And
you're just trying to get my dick out in your mouth. Okay. Like, that's what you're trying to do.
Yeah. I mean,
did it work? Did the faggot get your dick in its mouth?
No.
Okay.
No. I've never done something like that.
Okay.
I didn't believe what he was telling me. And so, and that, honestly, that's why I started doing this, is because he told me how successful I could be mm-hmm. in this, and how he just saw me as like, this is
that's what you were born to do. Yeah.
So it just went from there. Mm-hmm. I said, the hell with it. Like, I'm just going to do this and see where it goes.
Okay. I see. Were you making money and having faggots worship you, like, from the very beginning?
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I was interested. I was more interested at that point. I think I realized that if this is happening so soon, then I must belong here. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand.
And it can only get better from here.
Right, for sure. I mean, now you probably get tributes day and night, you know, so.
I do.
Yeah. So that faggot was right.
He was right.
Do you still have contact with that faggot?
I do.
Oh, okay.
I do.
Does it serve you locally?
Yeah.
Okay, that's awesome. What does it do for you locally? Like, do you have it clean your house or do like domestic work and things like that, or does it just serve you financially?
Most of it's just financial service. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, but you do meetups with the faggot.
Yeah, and like foot service and stuff.
Okay, I see. Yeah. All right. I mean, you could probably put that faggot to work a lot more extensively than what you're. I mean, there's lots of things faggots would do for you. You know.
I could.
You shouldn't have to clean your toilet. Okay, you're like the faggot should be cleaning your toilet.
That's right.
So that's just a suggestion. That poor faggot that just got a whole bunch more work dumped on him.
Yeah.
Too bad. That's the way things life. That's the way life works.
That's just, yeah, that's just the way. That's the hierarchy.
Exactly. Exactly. So I was going to ask about that. So has this experience in FinDom taught you things about hierarchy, the truth of hierarchy?
Yeah. I mean, okay. it's a real thing. Mm-hmm. Whether or not somebody wants to believe it, it's a real thing. And I wouldn't be where I am right now if I wasn't somewhere close to the top of that hierarchy.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely. Of course it makes sense. Yeah. I mean, definitely. That's true. Do you think it's caused you to look at wherever you go in your daily life, do you now notice hierarchy?
Yes. More
readily?
Yes.
Okay. In what way?
Because not everybody can do this.
Mm-hmm.
No.
True. No, no, of course not.
I mean, that's.
Do you recognize beta males and faggots in your daily life now more readily? Like you see, like you're sizing them up differently now.
So I recognize them, but
you're not like get down and kiss my feet or anything like that, but you recognize them.
I recognize them, and I just believe that it is what it is. Everybody has their place in life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Damn.
I don't, as successful as I've been in this and as successful as I'm going to be, I don't hold that over people's heads. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
Yeah.
You still have kind of a laid back attitude about it. It's just basically reality and you just acknowledge it.
Right. I will say this though. Like I am laid back most of the time, but when I get in like a good drain, that's when you see like the post with like the vicious energy in them. Like mm-hmm. I just get.
You got testosterone coursing through your veins.
Yes. Yes. That is exactly. That's a good way to describe it.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, I've seen and talked to a lot of alphas in FinDom that, you know, they're like on top of the world and they feel like they could just basically just tear the world in half. You know, they're so full of power, I guess, you know, but
if that's what it feels like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you get hard whenever you drain faggots? Like, does it excite you sexually?
Sometimes, not every time.
Okay. Depends on the size of the drain, I guess, or whatever, or the type of how the drain happened, basically.
Yeah, it's it's contextual.
Yeah. Okay. Ooh, big words. I like that. I like yeah, smart alphas.
I'm also not stupid. Don't let
them right. fool you. Right. So, as an English major, I get kind of excited by the proper use of language. So, you know,
right.
I'm weird about that. You're in kind of an interesting place, I guess, in your FinDom journey. You feel like to me like you're still kind of discovering what you can really do with it. Do you feel like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
important to me that I think to hear that like you're applying it hierarchically, like you're looking at your place in the world now, which is what you should do, I think, you know, don't you think?
Yeah. So that goes back to you know, I firmly believe two things when it comes to this world. Mm-hmm. The first thing is, which I've already said, is not everybody can do it. And the second thing is, a lot of it is mental. Like, you, if you're going to do this, you have to believe that you can do it. It doesn't matter how many people tell you that you can do it. You internally, you really have to believe it. Mm-hmm. And I obviously, I believe it. I mean, I've been doing it, and I quit my job.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Absolutely. I mean, mm-hmm. I said, look, if I just do this, I'm going to make a bunch of money.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, you know, this is a, I'm just going to leave it at this. It doesn't matter what you do in life. You have to do something 100%. The guys that do 50% on anything, they never make it to the top.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, that's exactly right. For anything.
Right.
It goes for anything. But yeah. I mean, with FinDom, I just think you have to be in a headspace all the time, because and going from working a job and then coming and then trying to dominate faggots, like, and trying to make that work, it doesn't really work very well. It's hard to go in and out of that headspace, you know. So,
well, not only that, it just, as you grow in this space, you get more and more messages. And yeah, the truth of the matter is, oh,
trust me, I know, sir. Yeah.
Gosh. I mean, you know this as well as I do.
But yeah, I've got a website that I get nothing but bombarded all day long.
Yeah, but it's, I'm going to say this. I think some DOMs or some people that try to attempt this, they think that it's just going to happen. Mm-hmm. And
so for some of them, it does just happen. Like, some of it is just, you have the right look or something, and faggots just flip out, and, you know, whatever. Sometimes it is that easy, but not all the time, for sure. And
what I'm saying is, where I was going with that is, yeah, need to be able to be responsive to the mm-hmm. people that are messaging you. That's all I was going to say.
Right.
Yeah.
So faggots are people. Just kidding. I mean, you get these alphas who are like, oh, faggots are worthless. They're not people. They don't deserve anything, blah, blah, blah. Which I always think is weird, because coming from a FinDom master, how can a faggot be worthless to you? They're paying you money, so they're worth something, right? I mean,
yeah. I think we both know that in this space, there is that part of the space where
for sure
those kind of faggots want to hear that.
Yes, exactly.
But you're correct in what you're saying, that they're not technically worthless.
Right. I mean, I what do you think about faggots that feel that way? That want to be treated that way?
I think it's part of the game. I think it's part of the business. You know, one thing I will say is, I think every Dom finds their own little niche within this. And that's just one of them.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I kind of think that's sort of more of the pathetic side of FinDom.
Yeah.
I mean, it kind of makes me uncomfortable a little bit, you know, when I see it. I think, do you really have to feel worthless? I mean, I feel like you were born alpha. Do you believe that?
I had to have been.
Yeah, right. Well, these other, like, I was born a faggot, and, like, I don't, you know, that's just what nature expects of me. So I don't feel worthless. I feel like I have a place, and I should embrace that place, you know.
Well, yeah, it goes back to what we talked about in terms of hierarchy. I mean, mm-hmm. it does exist,
mm-hmm.
and everybody has their place. And I mean, alphas have to be alphas. I mean,
leaders.
Yeah. Leaders for sure.
Yeah. I mean, there's a king, and the king has subjects, you know, and, you know, that's just the way the whole world has always worked, you know.
Yeah.
So even today we think about kings and whatnot, we think about ancient times, but like we still have hierarchical arrangements in society. So everything operates that way. There's a boss and then there's employees, you know, so.
I think that's why I hated working jobs so much.
I bet.
Yeah, I hated it, man. Like,
What kind of work did you do?
Sales.
Oh, gosh, really?
Yeah.
Sales sucks. I mean, maybe you're good at it.
But. Let's talk about that for like 30 seconds. Why do you think sales sucks?
Well, it's just it's a hard racket, and there's a fair amount of manipulation that takes place in sales that some of it is not fair in a way, I guess. It's necessary to get a customer to get to that place where they, you know, do the sale, you know, but it's, or they become sold, but it's just, there's a fair amount of manipulation to get them there. And sometimes it gets shady. It can get shady sometimes. It depends on what you're in. What kind of sales was it?
Roofing.
Oh, roofing sales. Okay.
So
the roofing industry has got a terrible reputation, really.
It does.
Talking about sales, boy, roofers have a really bad reputation.
They do.
I got ripped off by a roofer years ago, and they tried to sue me, and I won. But
really?
Yes, I did win.
Nice.
Yeah. I represented myself. I'm a wily little faggot. Okay. Don't fuck with me.
I don't disagree with what you're saying. And I just thought that if I'm going to be in sales, I need to be, quote unquote, selling myself. I need to be doing my own shit. You know what I mean? Okay. And and I hated having a manager. I hated it all, man. I don't need to be managed. I can manage myself. I know what I need to do for my day. I know.
Right.
You know.
What are you doing, Rodrigo? What are you doing? You know, like, leave me alone, man. I know what I'm doing. All right.
Honestly, that's what drove me insane was just somebody always like asked me what I was doing. It's like, I don't belong in the workforce. Right. I don't.
Mm-hmm.
No.
I mean, you should start your own businesses and, you know, that kind of thing, you know.
Yeah.
FinDom is your business or whatever, so.
Yeah.
Now, have you started other businesses since you've been making money in FinDom, or have you transferred that into other types of businesses?
I've invested most of the money.
Okay.
If I decide to do a different business, and I will, but I believe that.
Well, I mean, as you could stay in FinDom, but there could be other businesses you can do remotely, or, you know what I'm saying? There's all kinds of online businesses that you can do that you hire VAs for and stuff, and they can basically run your company while you just relax and make money, you know? So, I mean, I'm just saying there's like remote sales, like, those SaaS companies, you know, social media companies that you can do selling. You could just run that company and it could make you tons of money.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not telling you what you should do, but I'm just saying, like, you could do all kinds of stuff now, you know, so.
Yeah, I mean, there's a million ways to make $1 million. It's just you got to pick what you're going to do, and it takes time.
And then focus on it, like you said earlier, so.
Yeah.
How long have you been out of the workforce now? When did you quit?
May 20th.
Of this year?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
I just had enough of it.
You're just like a month or two ago, basically.
I had a big check coming in at the end of end of their fiscal term.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean.
The next day.
I'm not going to walk away from.
No, right, exactly.
Yeah, I'm not going to walk away from the money, but.
Right.
It was time to go, man.
Yeah. So you're just probably still on the high of just telling them to fuck off, huh?
I did things the right way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no.
You didn't burn any bridges.
I didn't do that. I mean,
when the doors are still, the windows are still intact on the place, you know, like you didn't smash it all out and you say fuck off. Yeah, so okay.
I can get like that, but I didn't do it like that.
Okay. Well, congratulations, sir. That's great to hear. Now, faggots always tell me that they want to hear about the money you make. Okay, yeah. It's big for faggots. They love that. Did you work up some facts and figures on that, or?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, great. So, what is the most money you've made in a month? Let's say your biggest month in FinDom so far.
My first full time month this month.
Oh, this month. Okay. Yeah. What was that?
It's about 14 grand.
Okay. Wow, that's great.
That's pretty good.
Oh, that's very good. Yeah, definitely. It's your first full-time month, you know, so.
Yeah.
If you make 14 grand every month, that's, you know, a healthy amount of money. So
that's about
$140,000, like that.
Yeah, 140 plus 28 is 168.
I mean, yeah.
That's right. Good.
That's very good. Then. Likely you're going to be making more than $14,000 a month.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, you know, listen, I thought it was cool that I made that much. And then I was like, you know, 14 grand, that's good in the first month. Yeah. And
it probably didn't even feel like you really even worked for it. You were just, you made $14,000 just for being an alpha male.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Well, the other thing is like, well, I want to double that now. You know, I want to make 20 grand. I want to make 25 grand.
Well, 20 grand is not double.
No, I know. 28 grand would be double. But I want to make 20 grand, like 14, okay. 20.
Yeah, 20. Yeah, of course. Yeah, right. Exactly. I mean, I've seen bank accounts, you know, $100,000 in a month from some alphas in the scene.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money, you know, so.
Yeah.
For just being superior as a man, you know, like that's crazy, you know,
but
it's proper in a way. Like, you don't, you think like the tribute should flow to the top? That's how it should work, you know. It's well, how it always worked,
right? And the interesting thing about that though is every, like, power is compounding. And what I mean by that is,
yes, it is.
You know, you make 5 grand 1 month, then you make 10 grand, you know, and that's how it is in this scene. I've seen it before. It's just like the more people that see how much money you're making, the more money you make. So,
right. Yeah. Well, it's just, you carry yourself differently, don't you think? Now that you've kind of, you're experiencing this kind of constant worship, constant tributes to your alphahood, don't you think it translates into how you carry yourself in your daily life and how you are?
In what way? What do you mean?
Well, like, because you're being worshipped around the world by, you know, by faggots, and like they view you as a king or like a god or something. Like there's no way that you can't not feel, just walking down the street, like all these little people around me, like they are, I'm a god among these people, you know what I'm saying? So
to answer that question, I've always believed that I was going to be very successful, and I've always was willing to put in hard work into something. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this just happens to be the place where it's been.
It's natural.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So, all right. So you just kind of knew it was going to come. And like, but that's true, I think, of most alphas who understand their alpha.
What, that they're going to be successful?
Yeah, that good things are supposed to happen to them, and that people should worship them.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. That's correct.
What were you like in high school? Were you worshipped in high school? Not by faggots, but like just in a general sense, like.
Women, yeah.
Oh, women.
I mean, women always liked me in high school. I mean,
right.
Women have liked me since before high school.
Since I started growing this Tom Selleck beard that I've got here.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you something about the beard. I don't think I've had a beard on FinDom yet until
till now. Okay.
Yeah, and the beard.
It looks great on you.
Thank you. Thank you. I mean, the beard has, I mean, that's been even more of a game changer in my eyes.
Are the women responding to the beard too?
Some of them like it, some of them don't. And if they don't like it, then.
You just enjoy my dick then. How about that?
Yeah, exactly. Just be glad that I'm even here.
How old were you when you lost your virginity?
I was 19.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah. You know, that's shocking. I'm kind of a reserved person, meaning, you know, I'm kind of introverted in a way.
You're a Sigma Alpha. Sigmas are kind of lone wolf alphas.
I go out by myself. Myself a lot. I mean, that would be a good description.
Stalking the countryside by yourself, just looking for the next victim.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's hot. So 19, that's crazy. Like it took you, I mean, you didn't do anything. Like, were you sexually just like not interested, or like you didn't know what to do with that, or
what? No, it wasn't that. It was more.
Were you pickier back then?
I would say it's just a matter of choice, just a matter of trying to be responsible. I didn't want to, I saw a lot of guys.
Sure.
Girls pregnant at a young age, and I wasn't about to be like, honestly, dude, that's a fucking beta male move, man. I mean,
yeah.
No, it really is. Like, I was like, I'm not getting put on somebody's child support. I'm not gonna do that to myself. I mean, I saw tons of guys do that, and I was just like, that ain't me. And you know, it's been worth it. I've been able to accomplish. I said, if I do that and I fuck something up, then I'm not going to be able to do the things I really want to do, which is to make money and be successful. So,
right.
Yeah.
That's good. I mean, that is definitely, there's a lot of alphas that fuck up their lives with females for sure. Also, it's not just beta males, but, I kind of question, I don't know how you feel about this, but I kind of question their alphahood if they can't control women in their life. They get wrapped around a female. You know what I mean? Like,
that's correct. I think being alpha is a number of things. And like you just said, you know, having your women under control is definitely one of those things, having your emotions in check.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you're alpha, I believe that you're supposed to be working on becoming even more powerful every single day. It's not just like a couple months here or a couple weeks here. It's every single day. And you will get slapped in the fucking face by, you know, people judging you, people saying certain things about you, but you've got to be able to do what I do. I take anything negative that's happened in my life, and I put it into my work. I put it into the gym. I put it into this business, and you know, I come out stronger the next day.
Okay. Yeah, that's great. That's a great attitude. I think I agree with you completely. Alphas should should respect their place, I guess, in the hierarchy. Like they're supposed to be leaders. They're supposed to be better than other people, not down in the mud, you know, getting dirty with everybody else. They should be above that kind of thing, you know, leading the pack, not with the pack.
Yeah. To say something about that, I mean, I've always felt a little like I didn't fit in, but I was always the one on the team getting the fucking job done. Like I was the one that the guys were looking up to me to make something happen.
The apex.
That's what I'm saying, man. Like, I mean, when you're in that position, you know, you are the guy that's going to get the job done, even though there's guys around you that they may not like you, but they can say, like,
they're like, that guy is the leader. Like, yeah. Even if they begrudgingly say it, they're still recognizing what you are.
Yes. And that even, and without going too far into this, like, that even happens in this space. Like, you have faggots that come across totally disrespectful, just talking shit, and then,
you know. Can you believe that?
Well, yeah, I can believe it. I mean,
how can, like, you're a faggot? I don't understand. Like, like, how where do you get off talking to any alpha like that at all? Like, it, no.
Well, you know, the way that you handle that is you just handle it and you let it fuse out and you let them. You just treat them like a woman. You know, you let them have their fucking moment and you put them in check and then you make up the next day. I mean, I had that happen to me recently. That's kind of why I brought that up.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's, I mean, it's happened before. It's just.
Was this a faggot you owned?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And you still own it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. You so never, you maintain the relationship, huh?
Well, you know, that's part of being a man. Part of being a fucking boss is sometimes the people under you are going to act up and you talk to them about it. And if they apologize without you asking for it, then I think that is
move on.
Yeah, it's fine with me.
Okay. Oh, you're going to be a very good owner of faggots, I think, throughout your life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you seem to understand faggot psychology pretty well.
I do.
I should probably write a book about called Faggot Psychology. I wonder if it would be a bestseller.
Yeah,
just, I doubt it. nobody wants to fucking know about that.
Yeah, that's right. Get the people here.
Yeah, right, exactly. So are you currently in a relationship with a girl?
I've got a couple girls that I'm seeing.
Okay. There, you have a couple of holes, basically.
Yeah, you can call it that.
Yeah, okay, right.
I try to keep like two or three girls on pretty much
rotation.
Pretty much. I mean, you know, it seems like it's always been like that with me.
Sure.
I have had like a monogamous relationship before. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was fine. It just kind of fizzled out, but
yeah.
I've always had numerous girls. I mean, since I was 18.
Since you started fucking girls.
Yeah, numerous. I mean, it's never been
a issue. Like, it's never been hard for you, basically.
No.
especially now with that beard. fucking look out for that. That beard's gonna get you all kinds of pussy.
Yeah, all I got to do is...
All kinds of faggot pussy, too, like, if you were interested in that, you know?
Possibly, yeah. I mean...
Well, there's not possibly. Like, I'm sure your faggots would probably drive across the country to serve you in person.
They would.
Yeah, that's kind of nice. But so you have a couple on rotation right now. Do you feel like alpha should get into relationships? I like, just the nature of alphahood seems to be antithetical to being monogamous in a relationship, because alphas are just not monogamous creatures, I don't think. What do you think?
Two things to say about,
I mean,
that.
Sure, they do. I mean, they do father children, obviously, but
right. Well, yeah.
They should father children, I think, but
so. Couple things. The first thing that comes to mind is, one of the things I've always wanted was just to have a kid with somebody that I would want to have a kid with.
Right, right.
And that's nowhere close to every female. You know what I mean?
No.
Yeah. So I would say that's one thing that I do want, to have a kid with somebody that I want to have a kid with. Women are the same way. But
sure.
In terms of being married and being monogamous, that's more of a choice than something that's natural. And what I mean by that is,
I get what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, even if I got married, there would still be other women that were going to try to fuck me. I mean, that's just the reality of it.
And that you're going to try to fuck. Like, it.
Yeah.
Because you're naturally a hunter, don't you think? Like a.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I mean, I'm. It's hard. That's why I'm not married, to be honest with you. I mean, I've always got two or three girls.
Right. And you enjoy hunting new prey, basically. So.
I do.
Yeah. Same with faggots, I'm sure. Like, you probably hunt faggots too, like, in terms of, like, you know, you see faggots that, you know, you can use, and you use them, you know. So, I mean, yeah. they're naturally coming to you, though, in the scene. So.
Right. So they're naturally coming to me, and if I sense the opportunity to use, then I take the opportunity.
Right. Of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Do you feel like, have you come to feel like the world is yours and that you can, it belongs to you to use however you want? Have you gotten to that point where you're like, you're sensing that kind of overwhelming power?
I believe that whatever you're visualizing in your mind.
Okay.
And whatever.
Manifesting.
Yeah, whatever you're manifesting, or that's, you don't technically manifest, you visualize, and then manifestation is the result.
Yeah, results, yes.
Exactly. Right. So, yes, however you want to put it, I'm a firm believer in that. I'm living.
Yes, I am too. Yes.
Right. And I'm living proof of that.
Really? Yeah. How do you feel like that? What ways do you feel like that's happened in your life?
Sports and this.
Okay. What sports did you play?
Baseball.
Oh my gosh, you're a baseball player too. I was a pitcher.
Oh really?
In high school, yeah. What position were you playing?
I was just a hitter.
Oh,
I was designated okay. Hitter.
Oh, DH.
Yeah.
So you didn't have a position at all.
I played a little bit of outfield. I wasn't okay. Yeah, I wasn't the greatest at outfield, but I was.
You hit a baseball like nobody's business, huh?
I hit the fuck out of it.
You were like Robert Redford in The Natural.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice.
So, but going more off of what the whole like visualization thing, I mean, I experienced that so many times in baseball. And I've even experienced that with work. I mean,
oh, you have to kind of do that in sales, you know?
You do. I mean, you got to, if you want to be successful, you have to do that, period. I'm a firm believer of, yeah. Whatever you're speaking in reality, whatever you're visualizing inside of your mind, that's going to be reciprocated into life. And
right.
Again, as I said earlier, the whole compounding thing, you know, power is compounding, money is compounding.
Right.
So I think what can happen with some people is they visualize, they get some results, and then they start doubting themselves.
Yeah.
Whereas what I believe is you visualize it, you get some results, then you do it again, and then you do it again and again and again, and you just keep going. So,
right. Yeah. I 100% agree with you. I've had some very powerful visualization / manifestation experiences in my life that taught me this, because like I didn't really believe any of it before that, you know. Mm-hmm. It was just from doing it naturally that it started happening, and I realized it was real. So
yeah.
If you're paying attention, you understand this, you know, but a lot of people don't pay attention to it. They call it luck, or they dismiss it in those kind of ways instead of being a power of the universe that we can kind of tap into a little bit, you know?
Well, it's one of two things. It's just either a lack of awareness or just self-doubt.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I agree with you. But the space is this interview is going off, and like we're about ready to start like our own spiritual movement here.
I mean, do whatever you want to do. We got
it's funny. I find it interesting actually. So this is my interview. I can just talk about whatever, you know. So yeah. Sorry, faggots. They're like, have him take his shirt off, you know, something stupid like that. So what do you feel like? Let's talk about manifestation a little bit. So
okay.
What would you like to manifest? What do you visualize in terms of, your ownership of faggots going forward? How do you see that incorporating in your life?
I want to make $250,000 a year doing this.
Okay.
I mean, that's my goal.
All right. When next year, this year, what are you thinking?
You know, I don't put a timeline.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. It's fucking all in one day.
Come on, rich faggots.
One of the things that I don't do is I don't put a timeline on stuff, and I don't.
You can't really.
You can't. And
the universe works it the way it works it, you know.
That's right. And hey, and you already know the answer, man. Like, once I get what I want to do inside of my head, I accept it, I believe it, and
that's the key.
I just go to work. I don't think about like how I'm gonna do it or
right.
Exactly. You know? So
wow, you're a very powerful like manifester of things. I mean, like dreams come true with you because you make them happen, you know. You just work in conjunction with what you visualize, and that's it. And it just happens.
That's right.
That's awesome. That's probably the way to do it. Like, that's how you do it.
It is the way to do it, and I'll be the first to say that you got to be a little crazy to make it happen like that, because anybody that can believe that thoughts become things, and that is a fact of the matter. That. Right.
It's not used. I mean, a lot of times people will look at you like you're talking about the Force from Star Wars or some shit, and they're like, okay, this guy's gone off the deep end, you know. But like, then they see you with $250,000 in a year, and they're like, how did that happen? You know, they don't put those two things together. You know?
That's right. That is exactly right.
Yeah. I firmly believe you're going to make that kind of money for sure in this scene.
I do
no
too.
No doubt about it. Yeah,
I hopefully, do.
Hopefully this podcast will connect you with faggots that can see what you are the way I see what you are and start to worship you the way you deserve, you know. So hopefully
I think, and let me just say something about that real quick. I think it will, but I also think that I'm on the show right now by design, this is part of the manifestation, man. I mean,
right.
We got this going at a time where, you know, I'm feeling great. You know, I'm doing this full time. It's my first full time month, and I think everything's lining up the way that it should so far.
Launching, yeah. And I mean, you had a faggot that was willing to and wanted to see you do this. Like, I got to give credit to your faggot for being persistent, you know, and making this happen. So
yeah,
it's good faggot. How long have you owned that faggot?
Like I said earlier, I mean, he's been in my DMs for probably a year.
Okay.
Just
basically not necessarily a financial faggot, but doing other kinds of tasks for you.
That's right.
Serving him that way.
That's right. And I think that a real this is just my opinion. I think real alpha or real leader, they recognize what people can do. And, you know, if they can't do something monetarily, they can help me out some way, you know? So he's doing just as much as somebody else might be doing.
Right.
Yeah.
This is part of your kingdom. He's part of your kingdom. Maybe not the financial part of it, but he's part of it. He's serving your purpose.
That's right.
Yeah. That faggot is serving a purpose in the overall purpose of elevating you. So
as long as the faggot is not bringing me down or bringing down my overall goal, then I don't have a problem.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's good. There are a lot of alphas that don't think like that. And I think it's really short-sighted on their part, you know?
Well, yeah. And
they're like, oh, you haven't tributed this week, so I'm cutting you off. Like, what are you talking about? Like,
you cannot be like that, man. I mean, you cannot be like that. If you're that, I just personally, I don't think that's a good practice. I think if you're going to be doing this for, I mean, as much as I'm doing it or as long as I want to do it, you need to be able to relate to people. You need to be able to have a the ability to have a normal conversation with
a faggot, person. With a lesser person, you know, a subordinate, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you've been very respectful to me, and I'm nothing in comparison to you, you know, but like, you've been kind to me, and I appreciate that, you know. So,
you know,
this is our first time really talking, you know, so.
Well, I think that if you don't get me wrong, I can be
I know
complete dick and fucking ruthless when I need when I need to be.
Yeah,
I don't need to be like that all the time. I think
it's tiring, isn't it? I would think it'd be tiring to be like
you
that.
Can't. I mean, you can't be.
It's not natural. It's not natural, even like you know. It's an act. It becomes an act.
Right. Exactly. And it's not fucking alpha. I don't give. I told somebody else, I don't give a fuck what anybody says. I can say thank you to one of my faggots if I want to.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
I can say that. I don't say it to everybody, but
it doesn't make you weak. It makes you more of a man, I think, you know.
That's what I'm trying to I know, man.
Yeah, right. I mean,
I think if you're
some of the best owners I've ever had, like men who've owned me, I live with them, I serve them as a live-in faggot. Like they were some of the kindest alphas that I ever knew. Like they really they had a sort of respect for me. A kindness, you know. I had a really an alpha who was just outrageously superior to me, like that I served for a couple of years. He gave me roses one time because he knew I was upset about something. Like it blew me away. Like I never had a man, an alpha, treat me like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But he was my owner, and he did that for me. You know, men can do alphas can do things like that for their faggots and not lose even 1 ounce of their alphahood, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Not to say that you're going to go give roses to your faggots, but like...
Yeah, I'm going to buy a shit of them right now. I'm glad you ran the idea by me.
There goes my $250,000.
Yeah.
But yeah. It's just... Some men have warped views of their alphahood, I think, you know, or what makes alphas.
Well, it's insecurity, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's all that is. If you're trying to play the tough guy all the time, I know you're not tough. I know you're not.
You're masking something. You must have a tiny dick or something. Down there.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, yeah, we all have run across guys like that. So, that's interesting. So like in terms of incorporating faggots into your life, do you feel like that's something that you want to try to do in the future? Like if you have a house that you, where you could have live-in faggots that could serve you as servants or something, would you see that kind of thing for you or no?
It's the right person.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. No psycho faggots. Okay. Like,
God, you know that. You know those motherfuckers are out there, man.
I know.
You know those fucking guys are out there.
Oh, yes, sir. They are.
That's why I say, like, if it's the right person, you know. I mean,
like the faggot that is local to you right now is obviously a good faggot. Like, it got you into this. It's continued to serve you.
Mm-hmm.
Like. Potentially, maybe that might be a faggot that would be useful to you in that way later on, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, just to throw that out there, I mean, his full-time job is being a house servant for somebody else, but it ain't like this, though.
Oh. Like, how does he serve that other person?
He's basically a caregiver.
Oh, okay. Like an elderly person?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay. Okay, I was going to say, he's like a live-in slave for somebody else, and he's serving
No.
Okay. Okay, so...
He's getting his practice in for me right now. I don't have to do any fucking training when he gets
here. Right. You put a chastity cage on him, and off he goes, you know? So.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. But, I mean, potentially he could be a faggot that could... work that way. I'm sure you've got other faggots that you've built relationships with that could maybe serve that way too, you know.
Possibly, yeah.
Yeah. That you're a Sigma Alpha, so you kind of want your space. You don't want faggots to be intruding on your space, you know, that kind of thing. So that's something to consider too.
I like my space, man.
I know you do.
You got me figured out a little bit.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. I mean, there's a reason why we can look at situations and apply hierarchy to all of them, because it is real, like you said earlier in this conversation. So we all have places within hierarchy. All you have to do is just look at how hierarchy applies, and it applies, you know. So, yeah.
You do. So,
yeah. Yeah, that's great. So I really enjoyed talking to you, sir. I'm so glad we got to do this finally. Yeah, you definitely understand hierarchy very well. I mean, like, it's just natural to you. Like, from your sports days probably all the way up till now, you know, you've just experienced that, you know.
Well, I want to say two things real quick. The first thing is I've also enjoyed doing this.
Okay.
We kind of got deep for a second, and I'm a very deep analytical guy.
I can tell. Yes.
I really am, man.
That's awesome. I think it's great.
And the second thing was something to do with the hierarchy thing, or I kind of got off topic for a second. ADD. yeah. Oh, it was about being at like the top. Like,
yeah, yeah,
yeah. So, yeah, this is what I was going to say. One of the things is that I knew I did not need a fucking boss was every time that I had a boss, he was a fucking beta male. And that shit pissed me off, dude. I was like, dude, I'm listening to a guy, or I'm having to listen to this dude that I'm smarter than this guy, and he's a beta male, and he's older than me, and it's just
right.
Like, dude, fuck this, man. Like, I just couldn't handle that.
And yeah.
I think that's part of how I've seen hierarchy, man. Just knowing, like,
yeah. Well, see, it's you knew instinctively. That's the whole point of like, I teach this on my website all the time. It's instinctive. We have a natural instinct to this. Like you looked at these males and you're like, you're beta, you're below me. Hierarchically, you knew what they were.
Yeah.
Without even like just taking out, you know, the whole FinDom experience, just you knew as a man what they were in comparison to you. So you were already applying it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's powerful to me. I just think it's just further evidence of the truth about hierarchy, you know, that you as a man knew where your bosses were in the hierarchical pyramid. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah. I mean,
oh yeah.
Yeah. No matter like how successful these people were, like in terms of like, you know,
they're compensating for their being beta, you know?
Yeah.
Like they want to lord over you because they don't have any other power naturally.
Outside of the fucking job, dude. I mean, like, they're, you know,
they're cowering to you
outside
that job, you know. Yeah, yeah, exactly. I mean, that to me just is evidence of what the truth is about hierarchy. Like, it's just men know, like when you walk into a room full of men, you instantly size up the men in that room, and you know who the alphas are, who the betas are, whatever, who the faggots are. Like, you can look across a room and feel your presence in relation to them.
And listen to this. I went out Saturday night with a group of people, and just keep it short. I mean, we had a fucking dinner reservation for 15 or 17 people at this big long table.
Okay.
I'm sitting there. I was the first one there. I was waiting. I hadn't sat down yet. Mm-hmm. There's like five or six guys that come in. We walk over to the table. I take the head seat. These guys are 6'2", 6'3". big guys. I mean, they're not small. But I take the fucking leading position. I don't care how big you are, how macho you look, dude. I'm sitting at the fucking head of the table every time. And I don't feel right if I'm sitting on the side.
Right.
I'm serious.
And you know what? And they relented, didn't they? They were like, they took the positions, the subordinate positions at the table. Oh,
I mean, it wasn't even a question.
Right, exactly.
I was walking over there. I said, I'll take the head seat. They didn't say shit.
Now, what does that tell you? What does that experience tell you?
I'm supposed to be there.
Okay.
I have to be there, man. I've always been like, I've always taken the head seat.
Okay. That's a great example. It's a great example. I'm so glad we got that example out of you.
That was good.
Yeah. The other males submitted to you essentially in that social situation.
And they weren't even faggots.
No, I mean, I know that. I'm saying betas submit to you. You know, lesser sub alphas would submit to you. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, yeah. See, they recognize what you are.
That's true.
That's crazy, isn't it? Like, it's just when you break it down like that, those are the kind of examples I get excited by, like just the natural alphahood things, you know, like that, you know, the power, just pure power. It's just pure power, you know.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah. Well, sir, I really enjoyed talking to you. You're highly intelligent, which I absolutely adore, and you're obviously just born alpha, you know. You were born to be in this place right now, so.
Go ahead.
You know, I mean, I was going to say, like, you say you're manifesting this stuff, but like, nature manifested it for you, I think. You know.
That's right.
Yeah. So.
Look, I appreciate you having me on.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I'm going to leave it at this. If I didn't enjoy this conversation, I would tell you. But
I'm sure.
I would, but. I really enjoyed it. I didn't know what to expect. It's my first time talking to you, but I mean, 10 out of 10, man.
Thank you, sir.
I enjoyed, this was a good talk.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. So I look forward to everybody getting to find out more about you. I think you're a lot more than just a hot guy in the FinDom scene, you know, like there's a lot more to you. There's a lot more worth worshiping. Like, you know, if you're going to be if you're a faggot in the scene and you're looking for true alphas that really are worth worshiping, you're one of those guys. Like, I think, you know, so
appreciate that.
Yeah. 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 Well, I'll let you go, sir. Thank you very much for coming on today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you. Bye.
All right. Bye.
End transmission.
See what I mean? I think some alphas, particularly, I'm always fascinated by straight alphas like him who just naturally understand hierarchy. It makes sense to them, you know. They see it in their everyday life. And this FinDom thing with faggots and coming to know the purpose of faggots and using faggots feels like a natural extension of what they've experienced in their life. And I'm always fascinated by that because I think a lot of straight alphas experience that and they just simply don't recognize it. And so when I see an example like Master Rodrigo, you know, it just becomes natural, you know, like he's an example to other alphas who are wondering about hierarchy. They can look to him and see, you know, what he is, what he experiences, and they can understand that it's okay, you know, that it's natural. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed that conversation as much as I did, and I will let you go. All right. Have a good day. Love you.
Bye.